My childhood was, I guess you could say, it was growing up in a new culture, being raised by parents who were still hanging on to the old traditional ways of Cambodia. Out inside the home, it was very traditional with, you know, mom and dad, and I'm the only child, so I had to entertain myself a lot. But then outside the home, you know, I was assimilating into, I guess you could say, American society. So, you know, I would say that I grew up in two different worlds, yet it was my one world. I was the only child, so I didn't really have any siblings to play with, but I played with my neighbors and friends like that. I was forced to be very responsible at an early age because my parents relied on that since they both worked so much. But overall, I would say my childhood helped make me who I am today. It was a very modest childhood. We didn't spend a lot of money. We saved, you know, we weren't very extravagant or anything like that, but that's pretty much what it was like. Oh, definitely my mother. For the good reasons and the bad reasons. she taught me the value of hard work, taught me the value of money and what it can bring you in life, but also taught me that it's not everything in life. So, I mean, I think she's the most incredible person there is, because I don't know how many people could overcome all of her, I don't know, obstacles that she was, you know, given in life, and she overcome every single one. So just to grow up side by side and be able to hear the stories of everything she's gone through, and then to witness the accomplishments that she's made here in the United States is even more impressive. So, I mean, till this day, and I'm an adult and I have my own children, but till this day, I just am so impressed with how she was able to do that. So she is the most influential person. Since I was forced to kind of be responsible at an early age, you know, I regret that I did not play enough. And it's because I had to be serious. So I guess you could say that now as an adult, I still think that the value of enjoying life and being playful is still important because it keeps you young. I also regret that I didn't, you know, I mean, like with my mom now, I could show her how much I loved her and actually give back, but I wish I would have, you know, been able to do that to my father before he passed away. Find a proper balance between your left side of the brain and your right side of the brain. To not put yourself into a category or to a clique. To be open-minded, to listen before getting angry, to be accepting of others, and to find, I guess you could say, to find that balance between your heart and your mind.